4 CPA Mobile.
CPA Canyon 4 BWA. What's up, Dave?
What are you doing?
Transacting a little business here and there and on my way home.
I'm making a store run here for the wife, and we got two of our grandchildren at the house. They're going to spend the night with us.
He'll love it.
And I've already been chasing them around the house, so they love that. So anyway, and they're pretty quick.
How old are they?
4 and 2. Let's see, Grizzly turns 5 and when is that? December. So he's, yeah, 4 and a half, I guess.
Just now starting to bloom on getting around pretty good, bud. You wait till he's 5 going on 6, then you're really going to think you got your hands full.
He's already. He's already a handful, I tell you. And then some. And his little brother, Gavin, you know, he's catching on real quick. You know, he kind of copies everything his brother does, so we have to really watch out. Well, I got to jump out of here just a second. I'm going to run into the store here, and I'll be right back if you're going to be in there for a minute. Anyway, I got to jump out, KB4CPA.
Why don't you jump out and go in the store, and I'm going to be 30 minutes getting home, bud. I'll be here. KB4CPA, clear. Patrick, how you doing, buddy? Are you already headed up the mountain?
I'm coming out the other side of the black hole right now.
A hole on the other side of Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. Let me get up to the other side real quick, and I'll be able to get you better.
But it's probably me, Steve.
A little stronger right there. Go ahead, bud. Where are you?
I'm still on the other side of the black hole. I haven't got completely out of it yet.
Okay. Well, so you headed home from another profitable day.
We had a good day.
Go home, make you go home and smile. Hey, I got that little video yesterday. That was a good rain you had.
That till about 11 o'clock when I went to bed, and I don't know how long after that.
Wow. Well, you know, Highway 80, Burnsmith Parkway, there at 101.
Roger that.
The power is out, and the traffic lights are out, and I don't know how much further up through here it extends, but I hope it didn't lose power over to Jetport.
They might have, but it's at the airport. Here they've got backup generators for everything.
For their main operations, they got backups for the backups, especially in the control towers. But they do tend to drop down to half draw in the terminals.
There would be some redundancy built into those systems.
Down on those. Well, so you headed home, huh?
Yes, sir. What you been out doing today?
I'll give you a call sometime and let you know. I've been out transacting a little bit of business. Taking care of a few things and all kind of junk, man.
Doing that four-letter word.
No, not today, but I'll tell you what. I feel like I've been using that four-letter word all day. For the last couple of weeks, we've been doing Grandma and Pop-Pop daycare for one of our grandkids, and she'll be 6 in September, and buddy, let me tell you what, she is one more live wire.
You don't have that much energy to do anything anymore, is it?
People can't stand my energy now. What are you talking about? Nobody can keep up with me. so we're at a different relative pace.
Dave, lady?
Debian?
Yes, sir.
A little bit under the weather, and he's coming back around pretty quick. But he's fine. He's fine. He's hanging in there.
I'd heard you say that earlier this week or last week. I know I hadn't heard him on the radio much.
He's been pretty deep and up to his elbows in planning. They're planning a outing to do some heavy maintenance up there at the tower pretty soon. And anyhow, I'm hoping they're going to do some serious tune-ups. And some real good maintenance, and maybe possibly some improvements, and get some things going. And that's another subject that I'll discuss with you off of the air.
Roger that. Well, I was wanting to talk to him about some RC plane stuff, and see if he had any suggestions.
About getting into the RC?
No, sir. Not for me. Potentially getting some smaller low-end kits that are decent for putting on the tool truck come Christmas time.
Oh, okay. Something that maybe to attract a little attention on the truck, okay? Well, there's some fairly inexpensive stuff out there. Go to Horizon Hobby and look up their Scout, and they have the Scout, which is a beginner plane with a radio. It's a whole package, and it's not too bad at all. Matter of fact, W4CEF Andrew, he has one, and that's what he's been learning how to fly on. And you know, it's moderately good quality stuff.
To look into that and see what I can come up with. I think that's one of the sites we were on today at lunch when we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's called Horizon Hobby. You know, that's just a real good, you know, generalized spot where you can get stuff for beginners. But now, hey, you do know they sell some stuff. I mean, it's really ultra-cheap Chinese junk over there at Harbor Freight, don't you?
Don't go in that place.
Well, you do know that everything in there is cheap Chinese stuff. And they have, in the past, had some radio-controlled boats and airplanes.
Don't want to put that on the tool truck either.
Yeah, I guess maybe guys that do go into Harbor Freight might recognize some of that stuff, but, yeah, you're right. You can do a whole lot better than that stuff.
Just wanted to ask some questions about it, so I make sure I was going in the right direction.
Well, I tell you what, he ought to be feeling pretty good here again pretty soon, and you're just wanting to carry something on the truck for your customers?
Roger that. I sent him an email, so he'll get it when he's up and around. He'll give me a shout or something.
Oh, yep, that'll do it. And you've got his email address, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, just email him right now. He ought to be back in the saddle again by about Monday.
Just hadn't heard from the radio at all this week.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give him a call here in just a little while. I talked to him Monday, and I'll give him a call here a little bit and make sure it's okay for me to give you his cell number. How about that?
I have it. I just didn't want to bother him because I knew he wasn't feeling good.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Just wait until about Monday. He ought to be back up and fully functional by Monday.
When you're ready. So, not a big deal. Just
something we were looking at trying to get ready for, as long as it takes to get stuff anymore.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Well, so where are you now?
I'm coming up on the Henderson-Transylvania County line right there where Staten Road from DuPont Forest comes back down onto Crab Creek.
Yeah, man, you're hitting the repeater in good shape. You're doing good.
Yeah, from right here, it's not bad. It's when I get tucked up close to that mountain that it's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Yep. Well, just think, one of these days, you'll be over at that new place, and you won't have that problem.
I hope it's not a problem from there.
Listen, you gotta think positively. You gotta think in ways that it's just gonna be just right. You'll be able to hit Tryon, White Oak, 610 without any trouble. You'll be able to get into some of the repeaters over in Hendersonville and Asheville.
I can get into the ones in Hendersonville, the 640 and 105. I can get into those pretty good. The 640, I can get into it real strong.
All right. Well, Hank, are there very many 440 repeaters up through there?
But I really haven't looked a whole lot into them.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, if we could get a good, solid 440 repeater up at the top of White Oak, that might be something we could really use.
For a network of 440 DMR repeaters up here that are easy to hit, and when you hit one, they're all linked all the way through Western North Carolina.
So you can use your 878 just about anywhere, just from your truck, without a hotspot.
But it's just a local network.
I just wish we could get some people down here to kind of, poke their nose out into the 21st century and start adding some DMR. We got some folks that are stuck in the dark ages on some of their repeaters. That'd be nice.
They can do with it what they want. That's all I can say.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. Do with them as they please. Well, Bud, I'm getting back near the house, and I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. I was kind of hoping did you hear David, KV4CBA in there?
I did. I turned the radio on right as, he was telling you he was going into the store for something. But y'all were clearing out, so that was right as I turned the radio on.
Bud's come on back out of the store. I'll bet you he got in there into some sort of store and started drooling over it some and called his wife and said, "Can I have one of them?" Maybe that'll draw him out. Oh, me. Well, listen, you have a good evening, Patrick. Be careful going on home, and you're hitting the repeater nicely, Bubba. And I'll tell you something else, too. There's not a whole lot of background static on there this evening. Have you noticed that you go through times when there's just a load of static on the repeater?
Yes, sir. Earlier this week, I can't remember what day it was. I think it was Tuesday. It was really bad for a while.
Worrying about my equipment, and I went over to White Oak, and I went over to Tryon, and they were absolutely stellar clear. So it's got to be up there on the repeater.
Well, they're working on it, so they're doing the best they can do with what they got right now. But I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm gonna say 736. You have a good afternoon. Good to talk to you. And I'll be clear.
KO4HKS, have a good evening, bud. Talk to you later. KO4VWA. I'm clear.
KO4WOZ, W4WOZ. This is KO4NUE.
NUE, this is WD8RON.
Hey, bud. Stand by 1 second. W4WOZ, KO4NUE. Hey, WD8RON, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Ed.
Again, I tried the antenna this morning, and I got almost a one-to-one SWR. I don't think I did anything to it, not to the antenna itself. Pulled the cable out a little bit, but that didn't make any difference. So I put it up on a mount. I've got a steel pipe about 12 feet high, and now it's back up to 3. Over.
Coax, W4WOZ.
Looking for you. Did you hear me calling for you?
Well, man, when he said his standard wave went up to like 3 because he wasn't taller with it. So that's good. Just check your coax. That's a good place to have a problem.
Much before and everything checked out okay.
Not wet, sir.
This morning, and it was fine. I checked the SWR this morning, and it was fine. It was about 1 to 0.1 or something, rather. And then when I put it up half an hour ago, then it went back up.
W8RON, KO4NUE. 1 second. I was just calling for you like 2 minutes ago. So let me. So Ed, something changed, and I'm agreeing with Rod that coax. If that's the same coax when I was over there, something's changed in the movement. So I'm like him. I'd start there.
Point. It's one of the easiest to do, so I may do that. I think I've still got some that will reach.
Ed, good luck with it. I don't mean to cut you out or anything, but I've been looking for Rod. for a little bit now, so let me, if you don't mind, I need to talk with him just for a second.
When you called him and he didn't answer, I figured I would let you know what was going on, but I'm clear.
ZKO4NUE.
4NUE, yeah. W4WOZ from the land of Waz. What can I do for you, sir?
Okay, the quad's done, and I'm up on talking. I'm talking on it right now. I'm making it into the repeater. Low as my radio will go, which is 5 watts. I did some testing with it today on the handy talkie and was able to get in on a quarter of a watt. That's quarter to 0.250 of a watt. And with no complaints. So, that's the first thing I want to tell you.
I told you you could do it.
Second thing I want to tell you is spreader bars. Oh, Lord have mercy. Getting the wire tight. And on size, that's two things you have to do. That's an issue. You know, the wire don't have to be tight. It just looks better tight. So I'm going to tell you something I learned today. And that's why I'm kind of calling you to let you know.
Well, you are sounding just fine over here at the land of Waz. Reason you hadn't heard me, I've been up visiting with Mr. Dollywood. You know, we've been carrying on for years. It's about time to go up there and hang out with her. Over.
So this is what I'm going to tell you. I know you run the quads, and I know if you build them or whatnot. Just going to pass on a little tip to you. On the driven element, are the driven and the reflector for example. From what I have, you know, done down in the shop, those two are pretty critical. Actually, the first director, the driven element, and the reflector. Those are kind of, you know, got to be kind of particular with those when you go off. So anyway, here's what I learned. On the driven element, to keep the wire tight, in order to get an accurate measurement, now I could care less if it's tight or not, but to get the accurate wavelength, this is what I did. So just keep this in mind. Let me lower the radio drop. Communication calls for a certain length, you know, obviously to get your, you know, SWR right on the frequency that you want. What I did was stretched the wire so tight that it actually started to pull the spreader bars inward. In other words, they started to bow in so that they were not exactly straight, if you know what I mean. Put the SWR meter on it, and then I took a torch. When you pull it tight, you come in under the frequency that you want, and then you take a torch and heat that wire that to just enough to relax it, and, you know, find the crooked spots in the wire, heat those first. And those radials are just straightened right out, and you just fall right on frequency. So keep that in mind.
You find this information, and, yeah, that sounds like a brilliant idea. I can't actually tell you I made any of these that I have. I have worked on them from time to time, and one of the ways I found of putting a wire together was I made a little jig with some of those little U-clamp things on them, sort of. And they were kind of small, so because I use small wire, you don't need but just a regular wire, you'd walk on a dial pole. And I did the same thing. I just pulled it tight and put that little spreader thing on it for me. And then I put my clamp on it. When I turned it loose, it just jumped right over there. And you know, if you're not exactly on the centimeter of the length, I believe you got room to play with that.
Exactly right. But here's my deal, is that so I'm tuning in the shop. It's a wooden building, but I've got, you know, a bunch of machine tools in there. Not the best place to be tuning any kind of antenna. It's suspended from the ceiling. I've got the SWR meter hooked up to it, you know, 10 feet away. And then I'll make an adjustment while I can watch the meter. And I messed with it and messed with it and messed with it, got it tight, got it loose. Then stand back and look at it, and it didn't look right, and this, that, and other. So I just said, let me pull this thumb gun as tight as I can get it, as close to the measurement as the specification said. And it looked horrible. I mean, just horrible. So I just said, let me get the torch. And I, you know, trying to get some of the kinks out of the wire. And when I threw that flame to it, I saw, you know, as it started to relax, SWR started to change. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I tuned this thing with the torch right here.
W4WOZ. Well, that's interesting because I've really never thought about putting a heat on one, because frankly, the wire on mine is coated. It's got a one of those plastic, real thin plastic coating around it. So, but I don't think it would matter. Raw wire, like you were saying, might even be better. Probably been a study somewhere, somehow, some way, somebody could tell you that. But, you know, I'm old fashioned, man. You get a station that will, you know, say what you want to say when you're talking. You know, people can hear you. I guess that's what I wanted to say there. Then leave it alone. Talk on it. Over.
So I'm tickled with it. So number three, the fiberglass beam. You know, fiberglass beam, fiberglass spreaders, you know, all that a mess. It's quite expensive to buy a fiberglass beam, especially long enough, you know, to do a four element. So, me and Anna were at the Big Blue House store the other day, and they had the fiberglass paint roller handles. It's got a little turn knob on the end of it, and you can extend it out to about 15, 18 feet. Well, inside that fiberglass handle is a 3/4 inch aluminum pole. They had them on sale for $18. So I just bought it down in the shop and took it apart. So I ended up with a 9-foot fiberglass pole, 1-inch diameter, and then I got a 3/4 inch aluminum pole that's inside that, that's about 8 feet long. So there's a Yagi out of that. So it worked out just fine for four elements. That's about 4 inches left on either end. And driveway markers, 4 feet long, 3/8 inch diameter. You know, they're 98 cents a piece. So I came out pretty good.
First question is, do you have any money left? Second of all, believe it or not, there is a Dorothy that lives here and was. It's our cat. Her name is Dorothy. But I know who you've been talking about, and she's doing just fine. We are now taking a vacation from vacation until Monday. So we're having a good time. We're just hanging out. You know, man, you sure bought a lot of stuff just to build a simple little antenna. And I ain't trying to say nothing bad about that, because everybody's got the way they want to do it, and that's fine. That's what ham radio is all about. I would have bought me a piece of PVC pipe, and I would have drilled holes through that bad boy and put my dowels. I'd have bought some wooden dowels, say about a 1/4 inch or maybe 3/8, and I'd have poked them things through them holes, make it look like a porcupine, and just line them up, you know, drill it in the right spot, and put your wire on.
Rod, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I got, you know, machine shop down there. I don't know what to say. It's just in me, I guess. But I'm gonna send you a picture of it. I'm assuming your email address is good up on QRZ, right?
I'll get it better if you send it to my call sign @live.com.
It'll probably be tomorrow or so before I can get it to you. But I had an old G5 RV that got cut up, I don't know, in a rainstorm, so, or whatever storm. So I just cut it up and put it around for the radios. But it's working good. I'm just tickled to death with it. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to use it for a while, but I might have to do a comparison with this beam, with this Yagi and the quad. I just don't know. I have to look at it close.
Would be interesting to see which performed the best. And, you know, it could be each antenna might work good for a certain repeater than the other one. But try it out, man. That's what ham radio is. Just take a chance and don't blow up the house.
Yeah. But I'm just going to let you know. I know I was asking you about it last week, and just going to let you know I got it finished, got it up, and so far I'm tickled to death with it. I got to take it down tomorrow and tighten up some loose ends. But other than that, I'm tickled to death with it. I'm not happy with all this fiberglass itching me the way it is, but I, you know, it's so far it's worth it.
You know, when fiberglass gets a little age on it, it starts growing these little hairs or something, you know, where it's breaking down. And buddy, that's horrible. The only way I ever got them out of your fingers was using a piece of duct tape and sticking it on your fingers and pulling it out that way. But yeah, they about aggravate. Yes, they are. Let's bring our friend back in. I'm interested in his SWR, unless you have another question there, my friend.
No, sir, I do not. I just going to let you know that it's done and complete and just going to fill you in on it. But Ed, WD8RON, that's KL4NUE. You still in there yet? Okay, well, listen, appreciate you, you know, all your help and all. But I'll get you some pictures to it next couple of days. And thought about bringing it over and dropping it off in the yard and let you try it out, but I said, well, heck, he's got his up. He ain't gonna mess with mine. So I just hung it up in the tree. So anyway, all right, Rod, tell Dorothy we said hello. And 73s, be safe. KL4NUE, I'm clear.
Good talking to you as usual. And you take it a good evening this afternoon. We're just kicking back and watching the garden grow a little bit, maybe. Anyway, 73 is from the land of Oz, W4WZ.